legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Playboy.tv. The best in adult entertainment, pants down. We all love Playboy models and we all love to binge watch. And Playboy.tv gives you both. With more than 80 totally exclusive shows like Badass, Foursome, and Swing. Mr. Skin, how are you, love?
Doing great. How are you, Andrea?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I heard you got something special going on for me today.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a pretty cool promotion going on this week at MrSkin.com, which everyone should check out. And we actually put a lot of time and effort and work into this. And Andrea, what let me backstory on this is, so we always look, every summer we try to come up with, you know, some sort of promotion for the website, kind of in the dog days of summer. You know, we were towards the end of July here. And one of the things we realized in our almost 18-year history, we've never done the definitive best bikini scenes of all time in the history of movies and television, which kind of
it's
blew my mind.
Time.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, as you know, listen, so I made the decision when I started MrSkin.com that I wasn't just going to have just nudity, because there's so many moments in movies where actresses are in bikinis or underwear that, though they're not nude, are still
very
notable. Very whackable, if you will, things that you'd want to see. And listen, if you ever go to a beach or a pool and look at all the bikinis, I mean, what's so cool from a guy's standpoint is women are willing to get so close to bearing their bodies in public that it's, but they only will do that if they're near water. You know, they'll wear these bikinis.
It's like
girls, I know they don't do this. You don't see a girl walking down, you know, Michigan Avenue in Chicago in a bikini, but you do when you go to the beach or whatever. And to
and they
guys,
just keep getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, I know. And also, listen, bikinis in movies, you know, it's the ultimate tease element. You get to see so much of their bodies, and but you don't get to see it all, and it just makes you kind of wanting to come back for more. So what I did for this thing, and what our company did, and believe me, we went through so much content to try to nail this down. So at the website, Andrea, what I wanted to talk about today for the podcast, because this is a big deal at our website. Are the great, I'm going to do the top 10 greatest bikini scenes in the history of movies and television for the podcast today.
Oh, but, how exciting. Yes.
But I should point out that at MrSkin.com, we have the top, this list is the 50 greatest of all time, because we just don't have time at the podcast to go through all of them. But I'm going to get to the meat of the list. But our team here went through all the bikini scenes in the history of movies and television and ranked them. And it was fun. And I was talking to him this morning about, like, what did we, you know, what was it that, you know, when we were looking at the list, like, how did you make this list? So I know, like, iconic was a factor. Like, if it's, you'll see a couple of these bikini scenes are like iconic moments in movies. The level of the celebrity, I didn't put obscure actresses in this. We also looked at our traffic, people that came to the website, like, which of these bikini scenes, because we have all the analytics and all the traffic we get, like, what were the most searched? What were the bikini scenes that people want to see? So we had all that data. And then, of course, jiggle factor. I'm a huge, like, to me, if you're in a bikini and the boobies are jiggling and they're real, I'm a big fan. And, do you hear that? There's a, the decency police are coming to get me. But anyway, so the jiggle factor, and then, you know, how long the scene went, the camera angle, the view, all that. So it wasn't easy, but we have come up at MrSkin.com with the top 50 bikini scenes in the history of movies and television. And Andrea, I'm going to go over the top 10 with you for today's podcast.
I am so excited. I love the parameters in which these scenes have to fit. Who knew about jiggle factor? I'm ready to dive in, Skin. Let's go.
Yeah, well, let me start. And this is one of the most iconic bikini scenes of all time. And Andrew, this is a little before your time. It's even before my time, before I was born. But it's Ursula Andress comes in at number 10 from the James Bond movie, Dr. No. And this is the first James Bond babe of all the great babes in the very first James Bond movie way back in 1962. And you got to understand the shock value in 1962 of seeing someone in a bikini.
Yeah.
And she played Honey Rider in this movie, Dr. No. And I got to tell you, this this scene always gives me a 007 inches whenever I see it, even though it's an older scene, even though it's an older scene and it's from a bygone era. This still is a powerful, powerful bikini scene and one of the greats in the history of movies. No question about it.
I completely concur. And even though it is before my time, I am aware of what was going on in pop culture in the early 60s. And this was when, like, you know, Elvis was starting to dance on TV and it was causing like a big hullabaloo with everyone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The fact that like shaking a leg from a male was considered like, oh my God, blasphemy. Her in a tiny white bikini like this, all low cut. I mean, this is, like you said, just stand
yeah. And
it, out.
Like I say, anytime you see, they'll do like the history of movies, or you'll be watching the Oscars and they're replaying old great moments. And,
this is it. Mm-hmm.
They always show the scene. You know, they always
iconic.
Show the scene. And by the way, if you come to our website and you see Ursula Andress and see her in this bikini from Dr. No, 1962, as our number 10, and you say, wow, I'd like to see a little more. Just go search her page at MrSkin.com. One of my favorite movies of all time is The Sensuous Nurse, where she plays a nurse who seduces a young Italian boy. And I'm not a young boy, but a teenager. Sorry about that. I got a little carried away. But it is one of the hottest scenes. She undresses for her patient at the foot of the bed. It's one of the great nude scenes in the history of nudity. And she was also married to John Derrick. That's another trivia question of Ursula Andress. You know. So anyway, by the way, he had Ursula Andress, Linda Evans, and Bo Derrick. The guy didn't do too bad for himself. Yeah.
Okay. Ultimate playboy right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so number 10 on my greatest bikini scenes, that if you check it out at MrSkin.com, Ursula Andress and Dr.
Okay.
No. Now,
if this is number 10, I cannot wait for the rest of the goddamn list.
Yeah,
Hit me with it.
Yeah, it gets incredible. All right. So number 9, this is awesome. And you know her well. And I don't know if many people remember how freaking hot she was in her bikini, but it's Salma Hayek in the great movie From Dusk Till Dawn. She plays a Satanico Pandemonium, and she's at this vampire bar on the Texas-Mexico border called the Titty Twister. And it's also one of the greatest scenes ever with a actress and a snake, if you remember that. But she is standing up on stage for all these vampire criminal dudes, and my God, is this awesome. And it's Selma Hayek, that's all natural, and she's at the top of her game. And you got to check it out. It's Selma Hayek in From Dusk Till Dawn, number 9 on MrSkin.com's greatest bikini scenes of all time.
This was like earth-shattering, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't realize a female could be this hot on all levels. It's,
yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, she's got the long, thick hair. She's got the fuck me eyes. She's got the perfect pouty lip. She's got the perfect bouncy boob. She's got great abs. She's got nice hips. She's got thick thighs. It's like, oh, this is what a perfect woman looks like. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
She is so hot.
She's so voluptuous. Yet,
and then her dancing with the snake too
fucking
is ridiculous.
Hot.
So anyway, this just had to be in my top 10. Salma Hayek in a bikini and From Dusk Till Dawn. Check it out. Of course, she's been nude in a number of movies. Frida, the great lesbian scene she had in there. Ask the Dust at the 33-minute mark with Colin Farrell, where she's skinny dipping, and must see Salma Hayek nudity. But as far as bikinis go, this is number 9 on our list of the greatest bikini scenes of all time.
She's ridiculous.
Yeah. So let me start. So number 8, you talk about jiggle factor. There was a movie that Adam Sandler did a couple years back called Just Go With It in 2011. It's a movie where he's trying to get this incredibly gorgeous real-life model, Brooklyn Decker, to... He's trying to pursue her, and he does it by he gets Jennifer Aniston to pretend to be his wife. It's, you know, like one of those goofy Adam Sandler premises. But there is a scene in the movie where Brooklyn Decker in a yellow bikini, who, by the way, has not done an official movie or TV nude scene yet, comes out of the water and is walking towards Adam Sandler. And it is one of the great moments you're ever going to see. And I got to tell you, you know, take a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, big natural boobs, a tiny, tiny yellow bikini, walking in a, towards you in a major motion picture with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. This is why it made number 8 on the greatest bikini scenes of all time.
And the camel toe, you know.
Oh yes, we had the skin vision. We had the skin vision. The camel toe.
You know, I'm like a camel toe scout. I go through life on the hunt for CT, as me and my hubby have codenamed it,
because
we look for them all the time. I'm like CT 6 o'clock, CT
12,
and we love them. They're so amazing. There's something so wrong about them, you know, like I should not know what your labia look like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, well, too much. But
you know, it is true though, in this scene, not only
so
is it got
hot,
jiggle gorgeousness, beautiful lighting, but
star
there is
quality.
A camel toe, there is a camel toe that we made note of in the pic for the thing, and it really is spectacular.
Yeah, I zoomed right in on it myself. I was like, camel toe, camel toe, just because I've trained my eyes to find them
CT,
immediately.
CT, 12 o'clock, CT, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, straight ahead, baby. Yeah.
So anyway, as we are, here we are in the middle of summer and doing our bikini list. I want to say another incredible bikini shot from a movie is Jessica Biel in the movie, which I just happened to catch on cable TV the other night, called Summer Catch. And Jessica Biel, who in a bikini, and this is the movie, it was a baseball movie she did with Freddie Prinze Jr. Remember that guy? Whatever happened to Freddie
Prinze
Jr.? I
don't know, but I had the biggest crush on him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I wanted all sort of things to do with him.
Well, you know, it's funny because when I do my greatest bra and panty scenes of all time, I'd have to include Jessica Biel from I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, that movie,
right,
with Adam Sandler, that that is one of the greatest bra and panties. But this is a bikini, and there is a scene where I'm pretty sure it was Freddie Prinze Jr. was mowing the lawn or something, and he sees Jessica Biel getting out of the pool in her pink bikini, and oh my God, what a ridiculous body.
She is a thoroughbred. You know what I'm saying?
God. Yeah.
She's
got it
beast.
All. Like, she's got booty, legs, just spectacular. One of the best bodies in Hollywood.
She's
and,
a brick house. Yeah. Like, yeah. There's not one. She's just solid. Like,
yeah.
Super feminine, powerful, strong, gorgeous. I'm just like, you want to take a bite out of her because you just want to know what that texture of meat feels like.
No, hey, listen, I'm not arguing with you, but Jessica Biel in Summer Catch, dripping wet from the pool, walking in a bikini. Trust me on this if you haven't seen it.
Yeah,
seventh
trust
best skin. Bikini scene. Check it out. We love it. And it made number 7 on our list.
Adult entertainment definitely got an upgrade when Playboy TV was invented. Think Netflix, but for really hot women and plenty of shows about sex and so much more. There's no waiting, which means you can binge as many shows for as long as you like, with hot shows tailored to solo or couple viewing. There are more than 80 totally exclusive Playboy shows like Night Calls and 7 Lies Exposed, plus endless behind-the-scenes content you can't see anywhere else. I'm even on there, along with more than 150 other models, playmates, and TV personalities that you are definitely gonna love. Right now, Mr. Skin listeners can join Playboy.tv for just $1. So head over to Playboy.tv right now before this absolutely incredible deal is gone. That's Playboy.tv right in your browser.
Now, number 6 of the greatest bikini scenes of all time. This is one that a lot of people won't know about because at the time, Gal Gadot, who now has blown up as Wonder Woman, this summer's big, huge blockbuster, the star of Wonder Woman, she did a movie called Fast 5 in 2011.
Okay.
And if you would have saw this movie, you just would have gone, oh my God, that is a gorgeous girl in an incredible bikini, but she wasn't Wonder Woman, so it didn't have the same
star quality.
Yeah,
panache,
but now
yeah.
she Yeah, and Fast Five is that Fast and Furious, franchise, right?
Yeah,
but she wasn't like the level of star that she is now that she's Wonder Woman. But now, going back and watching this scene, knowing who she is today, Gal Gadot in Fast Five is. It's an amazing, and you know, this picture I'm showing you doesn't show the front, but trust me, the front is even better. But her back, like, she's got the long, skinny arms, the incredible butt, and you see her from the front. And even though she's from Fast Five, I'm going to say she's a perfect 10. But what a great bikini scene. And again, this becomes more relevant now that she's Wonder Woman. I wanted to share that with you. And I think this is the sixth best in the history of movies and television.
Yeah, now that her star power has increased, this is like a powerful scene.
Well, right. Like, this scene alone put her kind of on the map, but it didn't, like I said, it's not to the point that she is now. But when you go back and watch this, you're completely blown away. But then when you find out that this is Wonder Woman, who's a big star now, it's even more incredible.
I'm with you. Yeah, yeah, she looks great.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. So let me get to our number five. We're in the stretch run here, the greatest bikini scenes of all time. And I had to put this in here, and everyone knows that, you know, comes to my website that I consider Phoebe Cates in Fast Times at Ridgemont High is the greatest nude scene of all time. That's my personal favorite for many reasons. Her beauty, the Cars music, the movie it was in, where I was in my life as a young kid when this movie 100%. Came out. Yeah, everything. Yes. There's like, I had so many levels. You're never going to steer me away from this being the greatest nude scene of all time.
I would love to hear someone try to debate you on what another, like, best nude or topless bikini scene is, because even to me, this had the same effect on me.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
And everyone that has seen this movie. So I would love, like, I think, I don't know if you want to arrange a special episode, like someone that has a different opinion on what the, I mean, as far as like iconic and beautiful, like everything you just said, I guess we're going to get to it on the list, but I'm just like, I know it's for you personally the best. I would like to hear what someone else thinks, because this is mind-blowing to me. Amazing.
Yeah, and listen, oh, and by the way, I heard that they're Fast Times at Ridgemont High, I don't know why, but they're going to be playing actually within the next couple of weeks in theaters around the country. Fast Times at Ridgemont High is going to be back in theaters. So, you know, a younger generation could see why this was such a great movie way back in 1982. Maybe they're doing like some sort of anniversary, like a 35th anniversary or something.
Oh, cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's the reason.
That has
but
to be it.
Yeah, I know it's a 35th anniversary, but they definitely are going to air Fast Times at Ridgemont High in theaters around the country, so if you want to see this. But I shouldn't mention, before Phoebe Cates, showed her boobs in my favorite scene, she was in this red bikini that is iconic and
super
wonderful.
Amazing.
And I remember on Gilbert Gottfried's podcast, which I'm a big fan of, they had the director of this movie, Amy Heckerling, and she said, she talked about how Phoebe tried to get out of doing the nude scene, which was in her contract. And Amy Heckerling had to kind of sweet talk her back into doing it. And I want to tell you this, would we remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Nope.
As much, nope. We remember it as well today if she did not do the nude scene.
Absolutely not. Because when I'm racking my brain right now, trying to think of like other scenes from that movie, I'm really drawing a blank, because the only thing that really truly impacted me from that movie was this. Hallelujah for the director. Thank God Phoebe had a change of heart. Thank God for this iconic, beautiful scene, the amazing red bikini that the whole world knows, you know, and the fact that they're re-airing it 35 years later proves how iconic and timeless and impactful this movie really is on society generation after generation. I'm like, I think I might want to go to the theater and see it.
Yeah. And if you're asking me why, you know, this isn't even higher on the list, it's the number one nude scene. As far as the amount of bikini time, you don't get as much time, but don't worry. It's number one for nudity, number five for bikini. It's more than covered in my favorites of all time. So
my number four
bikini moment is, it's kind of a sleeper as far as people don't know her real well, but for me and watching cable television in the 90s, Kelly Brook in Survival Island, I've talked about how her topless scene with Billy Zane is one of my favorite nude scenes of all time. The movie aired on Showtime, it seemed, every night for 3 years. She's in my Hall of Fame for nudity. She was a page three girl in the UK with very big natural boobs. She was in a bikini in Survival Island that, even if she didn't do the nude scene, would have been like still one of the great moments in movie history. Mm-hmm. That's how hot she is. That's how big and natural her boobs were. This white bikini was practically see-through. One of the great, great bikini moments of all time. Kelly Brook in Survival Island. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out.
Yeah, and her headlights are on too.
Oh, yes.
That's why I love this, because, you know, whenever you're, when as a woman, I don't wear white bikinis. I don't wear yellow bikinis, because as we've seen on this list.
Because of headlights?
Well, because you see everything. You see the circle of the areola. You see the nipples. You see the pussy. It's like you can't leave anything to the imagination.
So you could tell if you're shaved or have hair if you wear a white bikini, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, yeah, pretty much. That's what I mean. And you know me, I like to let it all hang out anyway. The fact that I'm saying I won't wear a white bikini, it's because it's a little too much, you know, on Kelly Brook. Oh, it's never too much, baby.
No. Yeah, she's spectacular. Check her out. So she came in number four on our list now. And also keep in mind when I said searches, like we get so many searches of her shots of her bikini. They also want to see the nudity, obviously, but her bikini pics get perused over by the traffic at our website. So it's not just me saying this. People love that Kelly Brook. So anyway, we're down to the three greatest bikini scenes of all time. And I got to tell you, this is like, it's not just quantity over quality. It's quality and quantity at the same time. Nice. Some of the biggest names for the young guys that come to MrSkin.com, Selena Gomez, Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Benson, and Rachel Carine are from the movie Spring Breakers. They're all popular actresses, younger generation, but this movie, Spring Breakers, they were practically in a bikini the whole movie, and there were a number of scenes where you got all four of them in their bikinis, and it was really a shocking movie, very controversial considering, you know, Selena Gomez, what, you know, her background is, and that these girls went ahead and did this, like, R-rated movie with nudity and stuff. I mean, Selena Gomez was a Disney Channel kid, and she was on Wizards of Waverly Place. Vanessa Hudgens was from Disney's High School Musical. Ashley Benson, I know, was in Pretty Little Liars.
You know, and it's kind of funny, because now that you're mentioning this, doesn't it seem like every Disney star, you know, goes pretty R-rated almost immediately?
Yeah,
it's Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, like went to, you know, from
Anne Hathaway. Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus, crazy.
It's like they almost are just ready to break out of that shell, or like Hollywood does something to them where they're like, I just need to expose myself.
And thank God. But so you get these four gorgeous young actresses in a bikini scene at the same time, and the movie's called Spring Breakers from a couple years ago. It's just, if you're talking bikinis and you're making a list, it doesn't get much better than four huge, four big, sitcom child stars, all grown up, looking amazing, and
all in killer bikinis,
super
young and tight and just right.
We love it. So anyway, that was number three, the girls. And by the way, they were doing crazy stuff in that movie too, in bikinis. So so many factors led to that being number three on our list, not to mention it's one of the most searched. Spring Breakers is still one of the most searched movies at our website. So anyway, that's the third for our bikini list. Now, number two, one of my personal favorites, Kate Upton, the 2-time Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model.
I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
Probably the most naturally busty and voluptuous supermodel of all time.
Yeah.
I can't think of one that had bigger naturals that's a model, you know. And then she did a movie called The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. And it's a chick flick, but guys loved it. Guys love this movie because you got Kate Upton. And remember when I said the jiggle factor for bikinis?
The
jiggling. Those are some of the most spectacular boobs you're ever going to see. Kate Upton in The Other Woman, to me, the second greatest bikini scene of all time.
And you totally see what I'm saying about wearing a white bikini, right?
Yep. see right through that thing.
You see that these nipples aren't even hard.
Right.
And they look like they are. And you know what? When it comes to jiggle factor, just so you guys know, I was driving and I saw a woman, you know, in her like waitress uniform walking down the street briskly. And I literally like watched her walk probably half a block because her titties were just bouncing. Like there's something about the jiggle factor that is mesmerizing, like nearly hypnotic.
Yeah. No, I got it. And believe me.
And I was like, how big are those boobs? Yeah. There's this like fascination and it's like, oh, I'm glad that you have such an affinity for finding these most incredible, amazing, huge, real racks, because we live in a world of, you can't really tell anymore what's God given and what's not. Not that I care, but it's really amazing to see natural ones just in action in all their glory.
Right. And you'll see with me when, you know, when we do these lists, our content department, our writers, they all start kind of putting it together, and all of a sudden I start shuffling the list, and it's usually the girls with the big natural boobs that get pushed forward, and Kate, you know, like Kate Upton and Kelly Brook. It's
hell
like, okay,
Brooklyn,
that's
Jacqueline,
why. Yeah.
Like, no one's mad at you for shuffling them up to the top.
Right. So I just had to. So anyway, so that's number two on our list. And so anyway, so Kate Upton and the other woman is number two. So if you want to know what we consider here at MrSkin.com for greatest bikini scene of all time, and keeping into consideration the bikini they were wearing, the searches, what you know, the star power of the actress, what we were like, blew us away. We're like, every time people see this, they freak out and go nuts. We had to go with our number one is Jessica Alba in Into the Blue, which is a nothing movie about diving for buried treasure, but it is remembered forever as having a young 20-something Jessica Alba in this bikini, and the scene in particular underwater where her bikini's riding up her butt and you could see her buns. Oh my God. People, the traffic to this page is always been heavy, as you can imagine, and people love this, but I get people asking me all the time, have you ever seen Jessica Alba in Into the Blue? And she wasn't even nude. It was just her in a bikini underwater, and it's must-see for bikini fans. To us here at MrSkin.com, the greatest bikini scene of all time.
Again, iconic scene, because I don't remember this movie at all. When you were like, oh, it's about diving for treasure, I was like, okay. But I remember this scene. I remember this ass. I remember that bikini riding up. I remember the faint, blended tan line, because, you know, tan lines to me are just as hot as paleolas. So it's like, I remember. And I remember thinking, fuck, I want to be like Jessica Alba. Her body, she's a turn on for guys and an aspiration for girls.
Yeah, the real treasure is Jessica's bikini bottoms buried up her butt crack, to be honest.
Fuck
so,
yes,
yeah. So
let's go hunting for treasure, you and me, right now.
Oh my God! Yeah, Jessica Alba, who's a huge, you know, very popular, as you can imagine, at MrSkin.com. But
this was like the height of her career
really,
too. Now
really
she's kind of
whatever. A amazing bikini scene. So, Dog Days of Summer, big promotion here at MrSkin.com. Wanted to, for the podcast today, go over something I've never done before, the top 10 bikini scenes of all time. If you want to see the whole list, all 50, it's a joy, all free at MrSkin.com. We have the top 50 bikini scenes of all time.
You're amazing. I mean, iconic scenes, star quality, Mr. Skin site traffic analytics, and jiggle factor.
And wait till you hear our analytics. That's even better.
Motherfucker. Made this episode epic, though. You keep blowing my mind episode after episode after episode. You killed it, Skin. I'm so excited. I'm going to jump on the website right now and check out all 50. That was awesome.
You're awesome, Andrea. Thanks so much.
All right. Talk next week.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.